It's time for another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Radio, and I'm really excited about today's school district update. We have Mr. Steve Pay of the Carbon High School, I guess we could call it the drama team, right? Is that what we're going to call it?
Correct.
Drama club, drama team, and he's joining us in the studio today to talk about an upcoming production. It'll be November 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 21st, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, and you have about 52 kids in all at the school that are involved in this production. It's an exciting time, to say the least.
We are really excited to put this one on. This particular show is just an excitement. People love to come see Disney shows, and we're just hoping for huge audiences to come and see the fun and the spectacle that we're going to do.
Disney makes you feel good, and it also brings familiarity with the audience, and I think that's what they're going to get with this particular production, right?
Right. Anybody that comes and sees this show, they know the story. They know exactly what they're going to see. Many have already seen it before, whether it's the animated version or a live version, and they're going to get exactly what they expect.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the production and what goes into it. I've been told by several people that the costumes are absolutely phenomenal.
We were actually lucky enough to find the costumes from another theater company in Salt Lake City and rent them. There's no way you could remanufacture these costumes, especially the enchanted ones with the candlesticks and the Mrs. Potts teapot and all the many things that are out there. And so we have some really nice costumes that came from another theater that we've rented. And they're really fun to look at. They're just really enchanting because that's what they are, enchanteds.
Now, for you as a teacher, as the instructor and the director of this, how fun has it been?
It's a two-sided edged sword. It's really fun to direct the kids and watch them grow into their roles. This one's been really hectic only because of all the special effects and the organizing all of the costumes, the sets, and everything that we've had to rent and get trucked into price for the show. So that's been the downside, but it's been overall a really great experience.
You know, one of the things I love so much about Beauty and the Beast is when you watch the animated version, and again, this is the Disney production that the high school is putting on, there's so many parts that aren't necessarily key parts, but without them, a scene doesn't come together. I mean, obviously, Be Our Guest, one of the most known Disney tunes, and I think in all the Disney music catalog, when you watch that visually, without a million plates, it doesn't come together. Without a million, without a million glasses, it doesn't come together. And having 52 kids, there's obviously got to be a key role for each of these kids.
There is, and we've divided it into all sorts of different utensils and different chinaware and different plates. We have plates, we have forks, we have knives, we have spoons, we have a sugar bowl, we have a whisk, we have, of course, our teapot, we have Chip, our little boy, who's the little teapot. We have the candlestick, we have the wardrobe, all of those fun things are all part of Be Our Guest, and that's probably the big signature piece other than the theme song, Beauty and the Beast, that people are really familiar and they like to come see.
Well, I know you brought a couple of students who are going to be participating in the production. You brought in Nate Carpenter, he's a senior, he'll be playing the Beast, and also Bethany Prettyman, who will play Mrs. Potts.
That's correct. They are great people. Bethany's been in almost all of our productions since she's been at the school. And Nate got his start last year doing some stuff, and he auditioned, wanted to be the Beast, and that's what he put on his audition sheet. That didn't influence us, but he was the Beast.
Was that what was the role that most kids wanted? Was there a more popular role?
There wasn't really a popular role. Many of them had their ideas. A lot of them wanted to be the Candlestick, Lumiere. A couple of people wanted to be Mrs. Potts, but most of them on their audition sheet just said, any role will do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's bring in the Beast. We can't keep the Beast waiting. Nate Carpenter, he's a senior at Carbon High School. He's joining us right now. Nate, it's great to get you in today. Thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, you have a very important role in this particular play. You get the Beast. No pressure there at all, right?
Oh, yeah.
How's it been so far for you?
Well, it's been pretty good. The pressure of playing such a big role is something that's kind of new to me, but it's also very exciting as well because you get to learn a lot more things and you have a lot more opportunities to act and portray yourself as a different character.
What's been the most difficult part for you?
I am not sure.
I guess of getting into the role of the Beast, has there been an aspect of it that has been a little bit more difficult than maybe you anticipated?
Something that's very difficult with the Beast is he's very depressed and he's very angry all the time. And then suddenly everything starts getting better and he's not angry anymore. And then at the end, he's just happy. And so you have like the full spectrum of emotions there. And sometimes portraying all of them is not the easiest thing, and switching from one straight to the other isn't the easiest either. But it's been a new experience.
He's definitely one of the more interesting Disney characters, to say the least, and I think you explained it perfectly. Is there a scene in this particular production that you would tell people, okay, you got to make sure you're fully engaged when this happens? What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is probably the transformation scene when the Beast finally becomes human, and then everything starts falling into place, and everything's just perfect, and it's my favorite scene by far.
I thought you'd say knocking the crap out of Gaston. That's what I was kind of thinking.
Oh, no, that's fun too.
Well, I definitely appreciate you, Nate, coming in. Best of luck on the production. And, boy, I'm excited. I think you got a great role, and it's great to talk to you. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring in Bethany Prettyman. She'll be playing the role of Mrs. Potts. Now, Bethany is a junior at Carbon High School. And, Bethany, Mr. Pei was talking. I mean, you've had a pretty key role in a lot of productions as a junior.
Yeah, so last year I was the lead in the musical, and that was a really fun experience.
Yeah, well, how is it being Mrs. Potts?
It's really challenging, but it's been fun. Like, it's hard to keep up with the standard of Mrs. Potts, but I think I'm starting to get there, hopefully.
Angela Lansbury's some pretty big shoes to fill, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
As far as the role that you've taken on, you know, you're a mom. You're a mom. I mean, you look after Chip. I mean, is that kind of fun being your age and kind of having someone to look after? Is that difficult to do?
Yeah, it's actually been a ton of fun. The girl that plays Chip, we've grown pretty close over the last couple of weeks, and it's just been really great.
How was it wearing the costume?
Oh, the costume is really hot and big, but I love it. It's fun.
You haven't had any mishaps? You haven't tripped and fallen over?
A couple of times.
Oh, okay.
I haven't, like, completely fallen, but I have tripped multiple times.
That's how Chip got his chip, right? He tripped and fell.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
Makes
sure.
sense. For you, the best part of this, what is it? What's that? I mean, we were just talking to Nate a second ago, and he was describing the best scene for him. It's when he makes the transformation at the end. What about for you?
I really love the song Something There, because it's kind of when, like, Belle starts to fall in love with the Beast and everything just starts, like, becoming better, and there's hope for the Enchanteds, and it's just a really great scene.
Yeah, it's kind of a key rule, kind of a key scene for Mrs. Potts as well.
Yeah.
And you get to tell Chip to go to bed, too.
Yep.
Bethany, I appreciate you coming in today as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring in Mr. Pei one last time. We'll put the final touches on this again. The production of Beauty and the Beast, November 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 21st. Mr. Pei, go ahead and give us all the logistics and tell people to come on out and have a great time.
Tickets are $5 for adults and $3 for children. We also have a family pass where you can get a ticket for $20 for a family up to 6 members. Show starts at 7 p.m., and you can buy your tickets at the door. I would suggest coming a little bit earlier than normal because I expect some huge crowds for this, just because it is a Disney show, and people in the community are going to be coming to see this. Doors will open at 6:30, but we will have tickets on sale at 6, so they can come and stand in line and get in the door. And we also have a couple of surprises for them at intermission that they can do that I don't want to tell them about, but they can have some fun when they come and see what happens, and they can actually be a part of the show at the end if they so desire.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about spoilers with the actual production, but we got to save the intermission stuff.
That's right.
Unless you've been living under a rock for the last 30 years, you pretty much know how Beauty and the Beast ends. Mr. Pei, I appreciate you putting together this production, bringing the kids in. I think it's fantastic. The community can bring the whole family. Go out and have some a lot of fun. There's nothing more relaxing than a musical or a play. Productions here locally are just fantastic. I appreciate all your hard work and all the kids' hard work, and again, for stopping by today.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
That's been another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.